Hello, and welcome to Living and Loving Life. I am Preston Swanson. This is my lovely mom, Marianne Swanson.
Hi, everyone. Thanks again so much for joining us today.
And today we have a wonderful new guest, but you may have heard of her because she's a fellow PBS radio host just like us. With her new, wonderful, flourishing show, These Are the Days, here is Gina Satolli.
Hi, Preston. Hi, Marianne. How you doing?
Hi, Gina. Good, good.
Good, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. So, I first want to start out with talking about what your radio show is about and, like, some of the guests that you've had on.
Okay. It's called These Are the Days Radio, and the tagline with it is Fascinating Conversations Celebrating the Golden Age. And the premise of the show, what I wanted to do with it is to keep conversation in the vein like it, you know, the golden age is already here.
Right.
Since our verbiage and our words are how we create, you know, I guess the focus is more we know, you know, what the challenges in the world are. I would rather see visionaries and see the, you know, see what they are visioning and seeing as solutions.
Right.
So I've had people on from, you know, in the field of health, in the field of music, creation. Let's see, we've had someone talking about conversation. Some of the my first guests have been like Fred Sterling, who channels Master Guide Curiel. He's a seventh dimensional master, and he talked about consciously creating. We talked a lot about love. And Dawn Morningstar, who's written a book called Delicious Conversations.
Ooh.
And it's a great book about, again, our words and our conversation and how to focus on each other in a more respectful way.
Oh, wow. That's very powerful.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, she's the book is wonderful. If you get a chance to pick it up, it's something I think everybody should read because we're really not as conscious of our conversations with each other as we could be.
Right.
You know, I thought I was doing pretty good, but after reading that, it was like I was going, oh, yeah, you know. And so that's a really good book. Let's see, who else have I had on? Scott Johnson, who is the founder of the Positive Music Association, and we talked about the role of music in the Golden Age. We had Dr. Chris Morris and Tina Johnson, who are with Zequin Educational Group, and we talked about health. And we've had, let's see, Aria, who has the Worldwide Wave of Love and the Architects Project going on ariajoy.com. She was one of my guests. And then I did a couple of pre-recorded things of my own things. I did a pre-recorded Christmas show with stories and music, and then I did a short version of my Cabaret of Consciousness. And now I'm looking forward to, oh, I've got a woman coming on the 21st. If you get a chance, tune in. Her name's Constance Kellogg, and
okay.
She is the publisher and, I believe, the president of Namaste Publishing Company.
Okay.
And she was the one that helped to get Eckhart Tolle started. She was the first publisher of The Power of Now.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. And she has a book out called The Leap. And, again, I really recommend this because she really lays out in a very conscious and thoughtful way of some of the processes that we need to look at as far as being really present.
Really? And is it a book?
Yeah, it's called The Leap. She just released it.
Wow.
You can go to Namaste Publishing.
Okay.
And you can find it there. There's a link on my website to it, which is GinaSatolli.net.
Okay.
And you have These Are the Days, all that. In fact, all my shows are archived on my website as well as on VBS.
Oh, cool.
So I've got both. And she's going to be on. And then for Valentine's Day, we have a woman named Lisa Venable. And she wrote this great book about running God for president. And God is a woman. And her name is Love.
I love it.
So we're going to do this whole thing around the political campaign and send Love off for president. And we're going to talk about conscious politics.
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, well, this was something I felt really passionate about. I was listening to Fred Sterling. And he was talking about how important it was for us right now, the first 6 months of this year, to really pay attention
right. And
be very conscious of, you know, letting our public officials know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it back a step and saying, you know, we need to do this with love. We need not with anger, not with judgment, you know, to really take this step of love and you know, go at it in this direction. So that's kind of what we're going to do with this radio show, bringing in Lisa's book. And so that's going to be our on February 4th, and that'll be our Valentine's Day show.
Wow.
And we've got, oh, geez, I've got so many great people. Michael Brown is coming up in March, I believe. He wrote a book on the presence process, and he's also with Namaste Publishing Company.
Wow.
And that looks wonderful, and I've got a man by the name of Dr. Harper, who is, it's like consciousness and shamanism, and I guess his forward is by Bruce Lipton. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, I'm just really pleased in the quality of people that have been coming to me, and really, I have not really sought out most of these people.
Well, it's because the vibration of who you are, Dana, my dear.
Yeah,
I can feel that. The time is now, and, you know, you're a magnet for that, and that's what happens, and we just call in people. High vibration, high integrity. Let's go.
I have to thank you guys, because you're the ones that turned me on to BBS Radio.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You're welcome. I just got this, you know, I get a picture in my head, and then I saw that, and I said, hey, by the way, I get very strong. This is for you.
Yeah, I'm so enjoying it because I'm loving the quality of people. And I also love BBS Radio because they do so much to help us.
Yes.
So, Don, if you're listening, we love you.
Yes, we love you. We're so grateful for you.
They're just great to work with, and I'm just really enjoying the process.
And
with
it's good
the show.
Because it's going out and it's helping a lot of people,
yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
possibly couldn't get to other things.
Well, that's the thing, and this is why I wanted it archived on my website as well as on BBS, because it makes the information all the more accessible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For people to understand, because I feel right now, and I know you guys understand this, that it is so important that we hold these higher frequencies right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. And I've been telling people and reminding them, you know, you guys, everything we talk about is like a wish that's going out now that we desire to experience in our
mm-hmm.
lives. Okay, and I got the same kind of feeling. The message was, you know, you guys got a little laxed on what you speak about.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to be really, really important that you only speak of uplifting, positive, you know, what works in your life. And
right.
you get more of it. Very
exactly. Accurate. And come from love. I mean,
yes.
the vibration of love,
yes.
you know, it really... It really does keep it that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's simple, but it's not, because this was one of the things that Fred Sterling and I talked about on the show, was that he says, you know, it comes to that frequency of putting ourselves in that place. And I asked him, I says, well, how do you explain this to people that maybe have never truly felt the feeling of love?
Mm-hmm.
And what he suggested is that, you know, everybody can associate with something,
right.
whether it's a, you know, a baby being born.
Or a puppy. Or
a puppy,
yeah.
a moment in your life where things just felt really good, and take yourself to that place, and then associate that until you can expand it further.
Ah, that's a good idea.
And, you know, finding things that help you feel good and keep the vibration up. I've been just reading some interesting books. A friend of mine happened to be helping someone clean out her house, and she was getting rid of these books, and they're actually from the, like, early 90s.
Right.
And they're all channeled material from, like, the Arcturians, and one is channeled from Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
And they're really, really interesting because they are so, they're really showing the mastership involved with the frequency.
Right.
Of how, you know, it takes a certain discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know Ari and I says, you know, we were both thought, you know, we pay fairly good attention to this, but even reading this, we realized how much even more disciplined we need to be with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think we all can probably clean it up somewhere. So
yes. And what I do is every day I try to, like, complain less and appreciate more. And that's
there
why
you
I
go.
Just keep making a step, making a step, making a step.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every time you start to go down a road of, you know, well, this isn't exactly like what you'd want, find the things that you do that are going well. Focus
right.
on that.
And it's working in your life.
Yeah.
And then you'll switch right out of it, and then that will be just so much quicker and faster for your energy field. It's very
yeah.
important.
Yeah, it was interesting because I'm trying to remember which one. I think it was the Arcturians book that had mentioned, and this was an interesting perspective. They had said something that, you know, a lot of beings of very high vibration have come to this planet
mm-hmm.
and still had a hard time. There's something about this frequency of Earth mm-hmm. that makes it very dense.
Right.
And it makes it very challenging, and this is why the human race is really kind of honored on a planetary or on a universal basis right now for even making this attempt.
Right. Well, that's what I tell people, everybody. I said, you guys, everybody that's here, number one, there's no chicken people here. Okay, this is the courage, guys.
No chickens here.
You know, and that we're all like heroes because we've made it this far, and now it's going to be even easier. We've made it through
right.
the harshness.
Yeah, we've made it through some really, you know, I've noticed, and I don't know if you guys probably have too, I would say in the last few weeks particularly.
Oh, yes.
You could really see, because, I mean, it was still pretty challenging over through the fall and stuff.
Oh, and Christmas for me was one of the harshest.
Yeah, a lot of people had a really hard time. Actually, you know, I was having a hard time at that point, too. It was just till we finally got through the solstice.
Yes.
You know, things then gradually started getting where they were. You know, I've been on a pretty even keel now for the last week or so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. See, I just, and here we have beautiful sunshine. And so the message that we received was, we want you out in the sunshine, guys. You're not to be a couch potato. You were never designed to do that. Get out.
Get out.
Get out, move. Get that energy that starts getting stuck, move it.
Yeah, I've gotten that message. I mean, I was laid up. I cracked my ribs.
Oh,
I was like in bed
that,
for about a month.
Right.
And then so I've had to gradually, you know, it's just probably been the last week or two that I've been able to actually start physically doing things again, because it was actually by crack my ribs and sprained my back, and I had a mild concussion. It's a long story, but that's what happened.
Well, sometimes our body, if we've been pushing,
mm-hmm.
it'll have something happen where if we're not getting the message,
exactly.
Unfortunately, we sometimes get it with a brick.
Oh, and I got the message. I figured if I didn't get it this time, the next time the whole house would have to fall on me. But no, I actually am very grateful for the experience with it, because I had permission to do nothing for almost 2 months.
Yeah, see, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And it gave me very great clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I say I'm just about healed up from it, I'm still not 100%, but just about.
Right.
I am feeling so much better, and I'm so much more relaxed. I am so much more focused, because I got rid of a lot of things in my life that really didn't need to be there.
That's it. And that's what we're doing now. We're kind of going through, and we're going, okay, does this work anymore? Okay. I release you. I'm so thankful that you've been there, but your vibration and my vibration, you know, we're like separating it.
Right.
And it's all okay.
Yeah, it's fine. And I think it's a lot of it's about becoming very focused on what are our priorities, you know, what are our passions.
Right.
Where can we vibrate the best?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yes.
Where can we, because as we each vibrate higher, doing what we do best and what we love, we affect everything else.
Oh, heck yeah. And that's the way it is from this time out, everything we do. So that's why they said, you know, it's okay to, what did I say the other day? Like, it's okay to go in, you know, and look at some things that are lower vibration, you know, in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But then don't take a picnic basket and stay.
Exactly.
I like that. That's you don't have to camp there. Just go check it out and leave. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it.
You know, because it's all part of, you know, the divine plan and everything.
Exactly.
But, oh boy, you do have to be aware that you're not around a whole bunch of people that are saying that the sky is falling, because, unfortunately, it can affect our foundation after a while.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. No kidding.
And so that's what I think it's more important that we really take care of our own energy field now. And that's what you were saying, more disciplined.
Yep.
Like when I talk to someone on the phone, then basically what I'll do is afterwards I'll just say, okay, angels, if I picked up anything that's not for my highest and greatest good, I give you full permission to go through my chakras front and back, and I'll breathe deep. And then I just check back in, and okay, you done? Yep, okay. And then I'm fine.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And I don't do it from fear. I do it from awareness.
And you see, I think there's the difference, too, is that it's where we come from with it. And we really have to check our own internal being to be able to be attuned enough with ourselves to know when we are coming from fear.
Right.
Because our bodies will tell us.
Oh, yes.
And if there's any fear in that field, it really is about shifting that, you know, really focusing and bringing that up a notch as far as vibration, and come from that place, because it's, you know, it's the fear that gets us really back down into the muck and mire, so to speak.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
And then, unfortunately, you can become a magnet for that.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
You really don't want that kind of experience.
No. We don't want that at all.
No, I've already had lots of experiences like that, and I'm thankful for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't, you know, now I don't have to go through them so much.
Right.
You know,
kind of,
I went through excess.
Kind of learn from a different place, I think. That's my feeling.
Excess mud. Not just a little mud.
Excess mud.
Huge amounts of mud. So that's why I say, I was telling someone at the bank, I think it was, and I said, well, look at it. Every time we go through a place and it's, you know, it was pretty intense, remember, we never have to go to that level again.
Right.
We're on an upward swing. It's incredible to be on this planet now.
Yeah.
She looks at me and she goes, God, I feel so much better just hearing that. So
yeah,
that
I mean,
good.
That's sometimes
so
all we need to do to help somebody else, too, is just, you know, I think when we see that it's possible, when someone else, when we can be examples for each other,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a group of friends, I mean, we share what we manifest with each other and stuff, because as you see other people manifesting things and, you know, creating things from that level, it makes it more possible for everybody else.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a really, that's a great, you know, a great thing to share with each other, definitely.
Yes.
Well, I was so surprised to get a call from Preston. So glad to hear from you guys.
We just love your music. Oh, my gosh, man. Like I said, I was out in the park before, and I was just kind of feeling just not, you know, almost like kind of alone and lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got so strong to put on your music, put on
mm-hmm.
my headset, and, I mean, it was almost dark, and the stars were coming out, and I'm shutting my eyes, and I'm just dancing like I've never danced before. And I was like, this is heaven. You know, and it just totally helped me and supported me when it was pretty intense.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. That makes what I do worthwhile. Because, I mean, that I do have the radio show, but my real profession in life
right.
is as a singer, songwriter, and playwright.
Yeah.
So it always, you know, makes me feel good when the music has that kind of effect.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I was talking to Preston earlier before the show about... you know, as we speak about vibration and we speak about our conscious use of words, what we're just talking about, the importance right now, I mean, of music on the planet, and not only the vibration of the music itself, but the content of the lyrics.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because if we are creating, again, with words, I am very cautious about what I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I want music that is uplifting, I want music that is positive, or I want, you know, wonderful instrumentals, if I can't, you know, get the kind of lyrical content that
right.
I want. And I was just telling Preston about this, Scott Johnson, who I had on my show earlier, is founder of a Positive Music Association. And if you want to find good music that has good content, just go to PositiveMusicAssociation.com.
Okay.
There's probably now about 200 musicians that are signed up on there.
Yay!
And they also have a place, so if you want to support positive music, you can also be a supporter.
Oh, cool.
And what's going on with this is an event has been created. It's called Harmonizing with Humanity.
I love the name.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that name is very powerful.
And it's let me just get the exact information here for you, so anybody that wants to check this out, they can. It's the last weekend in March. It's at the Quintaro Golf Course in Phoenix.
Okay.
And it's going to be a three-day event, and what they're doing is they are launching this genre of positive music to the world.
Oh, awesome.
And I will be singing at it.
Cool.
Along with, oh, people like, I don't know if you've heard of Faith Rivera.
Yes.
Let's see, Karen Drucker.
Oh, we have her, too. Hers
okay, there's
one.
A whole list
oh,
of people. Scott Johnson will be playing there. Richard McDecky, it looks like, is his
okay.
last name. Donna Michael, Terry Wilder, Laura DeRocher.
Oh, no, Laura DeRocher, too. She's another one that's an incredible voice.
But there's like 25 or 30 performers. And as I say, they're really focusing on, it's being sponsored by Positive Music Association and Itoa Music, which is it's a fundraiser for both of them, actually.
Okay.
And you can go to journeymates.net to sign up for it if you want to go. And they're going to have like a big concert on Saturday night. I'm doing, they've got, in the afternoon, they've got like a songwriters forum.
Oh,
so you
wow.
can actually come in, meet the singer-songwriters, you ask questions. They will each be performing. There'll be like four performers on stage, and you'll be able to ask questions, and we'll each be performing so many songs.
Wow.
And they've got workshops, and it just sounds like it's just going to be a great event.
Wow, that sounds fun.
And again, the whole concept of this is to bring this genre, and we haven't even named it yet. We started working on it after the first of the year. We've been kind of leaning towards Paz, you know, because it's a little, you know, it's just that we need a name for it to be able to find the category.
Right.
Because I guess, you know, Faith Rivera had been talking to some people on the committees for the Grammys, and I mean, there's interest starting to arise as far as bringing this category in. It just hasn't totally birthed yet.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, now is the time. I mean.
Well, exactly. So, you know, you go back to this, and I say, by bringing this kind of music in with the lyrical content that these singer-songwriters have, you're bringing this vibration in by listening to it within your consciousness.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's just horribly, you know, just really, really important right
mm-hmm.
now.
Oh, it's imperative. It's
so,
very powerfully important right
so,
now.
So, you know, I think I'm even, you know, I've always been pretty conscious of it, but there's even some songs that I wrote, six, seven, 8 years ago, and there's a few of them, Marshall and I are going back and rewriting the lyrics just because of that. It's not that they were too off-base, but,
right.
you know, we
it was like,
have
that
evolved.
Was then, and this is now.
Exactly.
You know, that door shut, and we're in a whole new
space.
This is a new, beginning. This
right.
is a one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is huge. Anything, everything, like it says, follow your heart. What, you know, when you were a child, what did you do that you absolutely loved to do? Time to bring it back again.
Well, you know, that's interesting you said that, because this is what actually, when I was in, you know, laying with these cracked ribs.
Right.
This is really what I came to, is that, you know, I've been doing workshops and, you know, wellness coaching and all this other stuff, and it's like, you know, what is my passion? Obviously, you know, my cabaret of consciousness, my one-woman musical is the biggest focus I have right now.
Right.
Because it allows me to use the music, but also use my theatrical background.
Right.
And I started thinking about this more and more, that I've kind of just, you know, haven't given it my full attention over the last few years, and now is the time, because people are finally catching on to what I'm saying in it.
Yes.
So I started thinking about this, and I started contemplating it, and what ended up happening was that I talked to this woman when I interviewed Dawn Morningstar with this Delicious Conversations, and I read her book. All I could see was another one-woman show in it.
Right, yes.
and so I talked to her about collaborating, where this will be Delicious Conversations with Mother Earth.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So it'll be another one-woman musical that will entertain and also teach. And so I started thinking about this, and you talk about going back as a child, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm thinking, when I was a kid, I loved performing this stuff, but I also like creating it. I like producing it. I like writing it. And I started thinking, when I was a kid, I used to drag every neighborhood kid and my brothers and sisters into the garage, dress them up, and put on these shows, much to their dismay.
Right.
And so, as a result, I've created Earth Star Entertainment.
Oh, wow. I like that, too.
And it's going to, it says it's music and entertainment for positive enhancement. And right now, it has my cabaret of consciousness in it.
Right.
I'm creating a Christmas show based on actually my Christmas radio show, and this is going to be like an old-time 1940s radio Christmas show.
Oh, cool.
And then this other one, and I've got some other ideas, so all of a sudden my whole focus shifted when I started thinking about, what did I really love to do?
Yes.
I didn't set out to be a workshop teacher or a wellness coach. I mean, that stuff all came in because it was part of my journey.
Right.
But that wasn't my passion.
That's right. Yes.
So I realized that by creating this company and then, you know, start creating more of these shows, what I'm going to eventually do is, as my cabaret of consciousness is booked to the point where I'm doing enough shows that I don't really need to do anymore, I'll start hiring other people to do them.
Right. Yes, I understand that.
And, you know, get other people out, give them the opportunity, and keep creating more shows and sending these things out into the world to help raise the vibration.
That's awesome.
So, since I've done that, my life is really simple.
Yes.
Because I just get up in the morning and that's all I have to focus on, not, you know, two or three workshops and,
yes.
you know, who I'm going to coach with the wellness stuff. And
right.
I think a lot of us were like that for a long time.
Yes. Well, I think it's we had so many different things that we were a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's another friend of mine basically said, you know, don't do the things that, you know, that you don't really like to do. You know, let the universe come in and have someone else help you with the things that you don't prefer to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be your best at what your gifts are.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's like really important too.
Well, we're learning, you know, and it's a real trust issue for a lot of people.
Yes.
Say, you know, this is what I really like to do. Now, if I do this, how is this going to support me?
I know.
That's the big piece mm-hmm. with it.
That is a, because there's waves of fear that come in, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
why it's important to have some kind of a support system that you can go to and, you know, like listen to, you know, the radio like us.
Exactly.
You know,
I was just going to say,
like
listening to shows
so
like this.
Yes.
Listening to, you know, anything, you know, I always say listen to something positive, read a book that's positive.
Yes.
You know, somebody telling their story of, you know, I've got certain things I'll go back and, gosh, there's a great, I don't know if you've ever read the book, The Architect of All Abundance.
No, that sounds fantastic.
It's an older book, and it was written by, let me see if I can pull the woman's name out. I can't think right at the moment, but it's the singer Jewel.
Oh, yes.
Her mother.
Was it the mom?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, cool.
And it's her story of what she went through, but then she's how she built this business.
Oh, wow. I have heard of that, but wow.
You know, it was last summer. My sister-in-law gave me the book. Or last fall or winter, it was about a year ago, I was out in Seattle, and they gave me the book. And that's when I started contemplating, you know, I had been contemplating this company and how to do it, but it took me this whole process to get through to actually start, you know, to create it.
Right. So you can
but
more, like, make choices of what's the best for you. And,
right. Well,
you
not
know,
only
what
that,
was
it's,
good,
it's the way her company structured, you know, about tithing. Because, like, my company now, I've got it set up where the basis idea of the company is to offer, you know, positive entertainment, positive enhancement theater, you know.
Right.
And the website, it describes it. But then what it says from there is that it is also there to help support the artists, the creators, the
mm-hmm.
musicians.
Right.
And it's also there to support it's two organizations. One is called A Single Drop, which is working on water around the world. This woman helps third world countries bring in water systems.
Wonderful.
That they can get clean water, but they can also use it as a way to you know, they build it themselves.
Right.
And then the other woman has a place down in Peru that she started with biodiversity and, you know, the Amazon and the environment. So this was one of the things I learned from this book is that, you know, I'm taking 10% of my cabaret right, you know, starting,
right.
We're just starting to get it all set up clear. I started it last year, but it didn't quite gel the way I wanted it
mm-hmm.
to. But now I'm weaving it into the process with it. And as it says that, you know, once we become more solvent, you know, we want to expand our donation base.
Right, yes.
Because then not only the music and the entertainment that we are offering is also supporting the very things that the music and entertainment is about.
Right. And what you
and
put
that
out
was,
comes back by magnified big time.
Yeah. But, you know, this was the whole thing that I had to get clear in my head. And when I recommend, if you could, like I say, I think she wrote that probably again back in the 90s. It's called The Architecture of All Abundance. And anybody that's setting up a business for the new energy
okay.
or, you know, however you would want to put it,
right.
it's really good. And I just love the way even listening to her talk about dealing with the record labels
right.
and how once she would set the vibration higher. Even these people that were used to wheeling and dealing and screwing everybody over
right.
really wanted to be more honest and forthcoming if they were just given putting the vibration in a place where they could.
Right. Yes. So they could play it out instead of playing out the other way. I understand that.
Yeah, and I was really impressed with the book as far as something that gave a good business model.
Wow,
and there was a lot of different things of how they did their business meetings and, you know, how she hired people and it's just a really good book. In fact, talking about it, I got to go back and and read it again.
Wow, that sounds very good.
As I'm building this company at the moment. So
yes, and see, the one thing that one of the messages that came through that was from the universe was in regards to abundance. Okay,
uh-huh.
It says you guys have forgotten the abundance comes from the universe. It does
right.
not come from your boss. Okay, I directed you. You know, the universe directed you there to so you guys could learn lessons, so you could interact with whoever.
Right.
But it says, I asked them about tithing, and it says, tithing will break the chain of mine. All mine. Go away. You know, when you put it against your heart.
Yep.
And that will stop all abundance from your life in many ways.
The mine?
Yeah.
It's mine.
Yeah, that's it. And what they said now is, just don't even say it's yours. And when you give to somebody, you basically can say, I give this, the universe wants me to flow this to you. It's not even us. We're just a conduit for it.
That's actually a really, really good way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's what... Well, Carol Tuttle is... her website is caroltuttle.com, and I listened to her Manifesting More Abundance, or Manifesting More Cash Flow, and I got her DVDs.
Carol Tuttle.
It's fantastic. And it came to me with such a good deal. It's so awesome. And I'm sharing it with just people that come to me. Because that's, what I'm here for. I'm a bridge to help other people, too.
Right.
And what she said was, if we can get the abundance away from our lower chakras, okay, that's
mm-hmm.
out of the survival,
sure.
and we can get it from our heart, our throat, our third eye, and our crown, okay, and
mm-hmm.
stop saying, my money, I made this much, this is my car, my this, my that,
mm-hmm.
that's very over lower vibration, and it'll keep you there.
That's really good. I like it.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that you can just let it be a conduit of it, and then you just say, okay, universe, I'm open. I know that something will happen. I don't know what it will, but I'm open. And then that'll
mm-hmm.
let the energy come through.
No, that's very good.
Yeah, and so I like that, and I really feel that that's a very powerful truth.
Yeah, because the whole idea when either any of us says, this is mine,
right.
it's a very, when you said that, I just realized energetically that's very closed.
Yes, it is.
It just feels like a fist closing,
that's it.
Grabbing
yeah.
and holding on to something.
Yes, and in fact, a friend of mine showed me this years back, okay? He said, Marianne, how can you drink if your fists are fully closed?
Mm-hmm.
You can't ever get your, you can't ever get, well, you're not thirsty anymore. And he said, Marianne, watch this. Open your hands, then you can drink, and you have plenty to share with others.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, I said, that's it. That's the way I live my life now.
No, and that's the way to do it, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Press is awfully quiet. Are we talking so much she can't get
yeah.
a word in edgewise?
No. I'm just enjoying listening.
He's interesting.
He was funny. He called me up. He says, do you think you could be spontaneous? I says, is your mom going to be there? I says, I think we can handle it.
Well, because I think the universe likes spontaneous.
Well, I mean, I think, particularly for things like with what we're doing on these kind of shows, I think it's nice to have, some kind of a flow with it.
Right.
Where
yeah.
you just kind of go and see where it takes you.
Yeah.
And
then just be, understand and realize that you're a divine channel and it'll just come through to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And just like you're having just a regular conversation.
Yeah,
right. Well, that's what this kind of reminds me is like if we were talking on the phone.
I know,
because I actually hadn't talked to you. I mean, what has it been? About 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah, it's been a while again. Yes.
I think I talked to you right about the time when I first hurt myself because I remember talking to you and it was like I was just losing it. My head hurt and I just couldn't
yes.
even talk anymore.
Yes.
And that was the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, that's right. But I've been to your website and stuff like that and I love it. I love
well,
the what you did with it. It's very cool.
Yeah, I've been. It's something I've kind of built over the last, I would say the last year. I found this program because I wanted to get something that I could handle myself because I'm changing things so often.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you've got to go with a webmaster, I mean, it was like every time I changed something, it would cost me a small fortune.
Right.
And I found all the programs and the stuff that I needed, and I really like it because it's accessible for me anytime, I can change it at will.
Right. That's very handy.
And I found a cool calendar program. So if anybody's looking for something that's really manageable stuff, it's called Site Right Now. It's real easy to do.
Site Right Now?
Yeah, it's S-I-T-E, I think it's S-I-T-E-R-I-G-H-T.
N-O-W?
N-O-W.
.com.
And it's, the price is right. It's like $24 a month. And if you pay $34 a month, they submit you to 1,000 search engines a month.
Oh, wow.
And it's a program. I mean, if you got it, if you're fairly computer savvy, I mean,
right.
Even if you're not, it's, you know, you can figure it out.
Right.
And then I had some other programs that I could use to put video and music and everything up. But I monkeyed with it for a good 6 months, a year, till I got it the way I wanted it.
Right.
And if you're inclined to do so, rather than so that you could have more manageability over your website.
Right.
I think it's really affordable and. I haven't really found any limitations with it. Most people that have seen it said I've gotten really good feedback on it. So.
Oh yeah, I like the feel of it. It's really set up very. It's got a great energy to it.
Oh well, thanks.
Yeah,
I'm glad
to hear
that.
I can tell when I go to different websites, and either it's a ooh or it's a ugh.
Mm-hmm. Well, so many. I think what happens is, I read so much on this and, on marketing and stuff with websites, because people try to get real creative and they get too much on there.
Right.
And it loses people.
Yes.
You want it to be very direct.
Right.
You want the main things that you want people to see to be very clear and easy to get to. And you don't want a lot of clutter on it. You're better to build. See, this is why this website's good, because if you have a webmaster, they're going to charge you so much a page.
Right.
So what happens is a lot of people try to put a lot of stuff on one page.
Right, yes.
Whereas with this program, what I've done is you have the main page, and then you have all these sub-pages underneath it. I mean, my website's probably got 40 or 50 pages on it.
Right. That's
but it makes it more clear, because you can click on something that you're interested in rather than seeing so much information at once.
Right. That's important.
Mm-hmm. So,
make a decision really quick when they go to a website.
What do they say it takes? If you don't grab them in the first 5 or 10 seconds.
Right.
Though people will move on to something else if they click on something that doesn't work, or they can't find what they're looking for.
Oh, yeah, they get frustrated. The last thing they want, is to be more frustrated, guys. We don't want that.
No, we don't want frustration.
No, we've had our...
Is that frustration, or is just that we're so impatient because the Internet works so darn fast?
Yeah.
We were talking about that, we want it, and we want it now.
Yeah. Well, we just want it so it'll move, it's fun to be there. It's easy to maneuver.
Yeah.
Because I know myself that if I go on a web page and, it doesn't go to wherever it says it's going to go, or it takes forever, unless I'm in a really just, where I'm not doing very much anything else, then I'll go on, Sometimes I'll stay. I'll kind of check in. Am I supposed to still stay? Then I stay. And if not, then I just go, okay, next.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just the way.
I don't know. Our websites are important. I mean, they're like our storefronts.
Yes.
I mean, they are our storefronts.
Yes. Well, people can pick up the energy from your website.
Mm-hmm.
Because your consciousness goes right into it.
That's that is so true. Because I can go to websites and just, like you said, just get the feeling of it.
Yeah.
If I don't like the feeling of it, I'm not even going to stop.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll just kind of, I'll put my hand right in front of the computer and I'll say, okay. Let me feel, and then it'll be just like in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I only do that when it really feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone says it's really very powerful energy and stuff, and I go, okay, ooh, this is nice.
Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, too, is if you find something that's not a real comfortable feeling, you tend to just kind of like, it's an interesting. I was thinking about it last night of how, because I really don't understand how it works, really.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if anybody really does.
No, I think the how is part of the universe's part, and I don't even go there.
Because,
it's
such, even the fact you start to think that, we are broadcasting over it right now.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
We're reaching out to people over it, and we're talking on the telephone.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's so cool.
It's like, it's an amazing entity. Sometimes I think of it like, you think of the grid work of the planet.
Right.
And this is kind of like the web. This is just an energy. This is a different kind of web that connects us.
Right. That's it.
It's more of a technological web, whereas maybe the other ones, but it actually has its own energy too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have, I wouldn't even begin to try to figure out how the darn thing works.
Yeah.
I think it might boggle our minds.
Oh yeah. No. See, I don't even go to that part. For me, it's like, no, that's not my department.
Mm-mm.
As long as I do. My part, then the universe can really do their part. So much easier.
Exactly.
Because I realized I had been throwing a wrench in my own system.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just by the way I was thinking. Because, I do a book, and it's like Dorian Virtue's, the numbers and stuff. And all of a sudden, just real quick, I was thinking of something here, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I got a message, and it was a number, and it says, we want you to look up this number. And it said, no, you cannot do this, because we know you're going into fear. And I'm like, man, you guys are fast.
Wow.
And it said, your words and everything you're doing is manifesting so quickly, so just please be aware.
You know, I think that there was definitely, you know, it felt to me like, and just people I've talked to, I mean, it was like from probably, October, November, December.
Right.
I think we were really all going through some real vestiges of clearing some really deep stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely say, yeah.
Because I haven't talked to too many people that haven't gone through, you know, just some real major...
all kinds of shifts.
Yeah.
Just... yeah, letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's relationships. Sometimes it's houses.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Jobs, cars.
I mean, I've seen people letting go of businesses or houses or ideas or concepts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's the thought process, too, because, you know, I found myself, you know, changing the way I think. You know, it kind of went along with everything that I decided to just get rid of.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because I think that what's important is just you kind of go through and you're just filtering stuff that no longer works.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how many people I've talked to that have just been cleaning their houses out like crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a big part of the energy right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten rid of, I went through my office and got rid of, you know, just, I've still got some more files to go through, but you know, anything that just, that wasn't pertinent anymore, like I say, I got rid of pretty much all my workshop stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just anything that just felt like it was holding energy that, you know, wasn't necessary anymore.
Right, that you already went through, you're completed with.
Yeah.
Yeah, just it's time. So then that way you're making a space that creates a vacuum. Okay, and what I was also taught from another lady, she said when you have a lot of stuff from that's got emotions to it,
mm-hmm.
you can literally ground it into Mother Earth and it won't bother you no more. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so because she says all that is pulling out your energy field from remember this time and remember this time, remember this time.
Mm-hmm.
And she says if you have all that, you can't be the bright light you came here to be. You're so in the past.
Right.
And so I didn't know that. So, yes, you taught me you can ground all the energy from all the old, you know, vibration and just put it into Mother Earth.
Well, yeah, because Mother, you know, you take it to the Earth and then it'll transmute it.
You got it.
You know,
yeah.
It just takes it and dissipates it. It's like taking that energy and returning it into something else that's not harmful.
Yes. Yes, that's awesome.
You know, it's just putting it in there. I think that's what I mean for people out in this part of the world where I'm at in the Midwest. It's hard in the wintertime to get outside and do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, you're in
well,
old
you can
better.
Just do it wherever you're at. You know.
Well, true. I mean, but as I say, sometimes it's just harder to go out if it's really cold.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, I sometimes just do it energetically, just send it to the earth.
Yeah, that's
so I don't
that's
have to go
was,
out in the cold.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about. Just basically
okay.
Say, okay, you know, I'm so grateful for all this. You know, this is all then, but I'm completed with it now, and I just send it all the way down to Mother Earth.
Yep.
And I just release it, all released.
Yep.
And then you create a vacuum. And another thing that I read that was fascinating to me, she said when she lets go of things, she doesn't just let them go. She holds on to them, okay, like whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And just goes, thank you for being in my life. I am so grateful that you've been here, and I release you now fully to the next person who will love you as much as I did.
Oh, wow. That's
and
nice.
Then you open up for even higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, ooh, this is good.
Sure it is.
Yeah. And so then, you know, I just open up books, and I get messages that way, and then I go, oh, this is awesome. And then I just share it with people.
Yeah.
And it always comes up at the perfect time. Try this. And they're like, wow, how do you know to ask me or to tell me that? I don't know. It just came to me.
Well, I think if you pay, you know, this is one of the things I really appreciated about Constance Kellogg's book, The Leap. And also I'm interested when I get the book from Michael Brown on his The Presence Process.
Right.
That if you are present, I mean, so many times people are not present and they miss half of what's going on.
Yes.
You know, there's messages all around us.
Right.
As far as guiding us and giving us answers, if we're just present and aware of being in the actual moment, you
right.
know, fully engaged, let's put it that way.
Right. And they say, like, if you're the past, if you're in the past or the future, you're missing the delicious present. It's a present.
Right. And the
you
past
know,
also,
be, that's
it
where the chaos is, too.
The past... You know, if you're coming from the past, you're also, how is that put, you know, because it's like there's also a fear thing with it, because if you're putting yourself too far ahead of things. You can be reacting to past situations,
right,
or you can put yourself...
Yes.
You know, so many times people are, like, thinking 10 years ahead of themselves, or even 10 days ahead of themselves, and what happens is they create stories about what that future is going to be like, and rather than staying in the present.
Right.
And, you know, if you get into fear and start thinking, well, I have to have money for retirement, or all this kind of stuff, and you're projecting this out of fear, you know, you are, you know, really kind of missing the boat.
Yes.
Well, and you're creating something before you ever get there with it.
Right. And remember that nothing is set in stone and everything can be changed.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
everything.
That's just, that's the big thing, is that if you don't like this, what's going on in your life right this second, you can change it the next second.
Yeah,
by the way
say,
you think and the
wait
way 10
seconds and the weather will change.
Yeah. Well, this is what was cool in this Arcturians book. They were talking, I mean, this is how evolved this culture is.
Right.
Is they were talking that two people, or they, I mean, they're physically a lot different than we are, but two beings could be in the same physical space, but creating two different realities, and their weather could even be different.
Yes, yes, I totally get that.
You know, I thought that was great.
That,
I was like,
oh, that's fantastic. Oh,
I got to get this, and it could be, you know, 75 and sunny where I'm at.
No, see, that's it. That's
all the time.
Exactly it. See, I had a dream that that's exactly what would be going on. As long as you keep your, you know, your thoughts more high vibration, out of fear, from love, and come from
Pick up this book. It's called We the Arcturians.
Oh, no way. That's the one?
Oh, yeah. Have you read it?
No, I know a friend that said it to me. And it's just funny that you just said that.
So you have it?
No, I don't have it, but I bet it'll come if it's supposed to.
It'll come if you're supposed to read it.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
But there was so many interesting things of the way that they lived their lives, and just that their whole life was just a discovery and an adventure.
Yeah.
Of experiences. They, you know, not concerned about anything other than that, that this is their lives were just this way. And I think this is what we're now starting to learn as we move into this new energy.
Yes, that makes such perfect sense.
That we, you know, we are, what is it, so what somebody called it, what's the word that they said, a something discovery, not tantalizing discovery, but it's not coming to me right now. But it's this constant, it's a constant just experiencing and discovering and creating.
Right, and unfolding.
And unfolding.
Yes.
Rather than a scheduled, you know, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this.
Right.
It's a whole different approach that we are entering into at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the weather thing. I thought, oh, okay, can you just... But, you know, you've probably experienced this. Now, you talk about, you know, if you're at a really high vibration and you're having a really good... You're in a really good place, your neighbor could be in the dumps.
That's what the dream was about. I had a dream, and it was just like it was split in half.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, you know, it was like your neighbor was having that kind of thing. I mean, they were having like a tornado or something. I mean, it was really intense.
Well, what was it? I don't remember. I was just talking to somebody about this, that during World War II, there was a group of actually witches that had a, you know, area in someplace in Germany, and they were working with really high vibrational energy.
Okay.
And this whole area was bombed completely to flattened. Everything around them was destroyed. Their area was not touched.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yes, yeah, that's it.
And I know that they say this. Have you ever read Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East?
I've heard of it. I've read part of it, but I haven't read all of it.
Yeah, and this is what they say, too, that you could literally, at a high vibration, walk through a minefield.
Yes.
And nothing will touch you.
Right.
So it was interesting, because one day my husband and I were talking about this, and about, I don't know, something was going on up in Minneapolis, some, you know, kind of bad thing was happening. And Sean looks outside, and, I mean, we have a nice spot with 7.5 acres, and he looks out, he says, well, he says, my birds are singing. He says, the grass is green, the sun is shining. He says, my world is 80 degrees and sunny, and it's beautiful. And really, realistically speaking, it was.
Yeah.
That was the vibration we had set here.
Right.
And... You know, I think part of what we're learning, too, is that we are not necessarily subject to what other people are doing.
Right.
Other people are choosing their paths, whatever
mm-hmm.
that might be.
Yeah.
And that's, we don't judge it. They do what they need to do for their own experiences, but we don't have to accept that reality.
Right. That's it.
And we create you know, what we want, and then end up with people that are probably vibrating on, you know, people, it's like, you know, like attracts like. So you're working with people that are from a similar vibration. So, you know, it goes back to the beginning of our conversation. It's all about our frequency.
That's very true.
It's all about our frequency. So that, you know, back where we started with, like, our conversations on radio, music, you know, speaking with each other, it's all part of it.
Oh,
it's
like
being so aware every single minute.
Oh, yes. It's very, very important to be aware, you know, and from a place of awareness and not from fear.
Exactly. And love.
Yes. And love.
That's the big thing.
Yes.
That's
and gratefulness. Gratitude. Yeah, see, that's the other thing that the masters came through and was saying. They said, okay, you want to know how to pull in abundance? Number one, be grateful for everything the moment you wake up. Everything, because you have been given tons. Tons and tons. Stop focusing on what you don't have.
And focus on what you
have.
Well, I'm just putting a new piece into my cabaret.
Really?
Because I wanted to round it out to be an even hour and a half. And plus, I wanted to get something in there about gratitude. So we are now writing Mother Earth's Attitude of Gratitude.
Ah, cool.
Because, I mean, I guess I didn't explain in the show. I mean, Mother Earth is the main character of my cabaret of consciousness.
Yes.
And she teaches, you know, through music and stories and song, how, you know, what our true potential as humanity is.
Right.
Plus, she has this great plan that she lays out and then combines this all together so we can create a better world.
Yeah.
And so I'm just adding this last little piece to it because it evolves. I mean, the show, I wrote it that way, so it could continually evolve as we evolved.
Right.
And so when you spoke of gratitude, that's my project this week, is to be finish Mother Earth's Attitude of Gratitude.
Ah, cool.
So it should be good humor.
Awesome. Yeah, because it's very important. Like I said, when I met you that time, I could feel it from my heart that, you know, when you sang, I was just in tears, and I could just feel the energy come from my heart. And I was like, wow. So I just
I kind of love doing that.
Yeah, I could feel it. And I go, okay, so, you know, am I supposed to assist? And it said, yeah. And I said, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's fun. That's what it's supposed to be, a lot more fun.
Well, that's just it. I think things are, you know, we don't have to be so serious and enjoy ourselves and create and enjoy each other and enjoy this fabulous planet that we live on.
Yeah.
And all the things, I mean, we're growing up right now as a race.
That's exactly what's happening.
You know, this is one of the things I say in my cabaret. I says, you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here.
Yes.
To help you see that you're creators. And that's
yes.
what Mother Earth is saying to the audience.
Yes.
And, you know, because we really are going out of, from being in a very infant stage of our existence.
Right.
To fully stepping into, you know, a new rung of the evolutionary ladder.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, it's a beautiful time to be here.
It really is.
Definitely.
It's been challenging, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, no, neither would I, because, I mean, it's really showed me and taught me a lot of things, and I'm just so excited for the next precious moment.
Yeah.
I get it. I love life.
Yeah, I'm, you know, now that I get, particularly since I'm feeling physically better again now, I'm starting to, you know, like, say, get up in the mornings and go, oh, yeah, but even, I don't know, even laying around kind of beat up a little bit, I was still enjoying myself because I just really had permission to do nothing.
I know, and that's what a lot of times we don't have the permission to do.
Yeah, we don't give ourselves the permission unless, you know, for whatever reason, and I think a lot of times we just need to stop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
we can't stop it.
We're actually stopping. I say that we went about out of time.
We are,
and as a radio host, you know what that means.
Yeah.
I know what that means. You go do your thing, Preston.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a wonderful time having you on the show. It was like just a conversation between dolphins, really.
Yeah.
Again, between what?
Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah, dolphins.
Oh, how nice, Preston.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for asking me to be on. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
We
thank you, Dina.
Too.
Take
Do
care.
Do you want to give out any links or anything before we go?
Well, just my website is Gina Citoli. It's G-I-N-A. CITOLI.net, and actually everything that I've talked about you can find through that website. You can get to my radio show, my entertainment company, my cabaret, and the positive music harmonizing with humanity thing. Everything you can find on my website.
Awesome.
And you can listen to my music too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible, you guys. You got to listen to it. It'll just open your heart even more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, bless you guys, and take care. I'll talk to you soon.
We love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you guys for listening. Bless you.
Have a wonderful day.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.